This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And it's another Sabbath day, and I'm glad to be here, glad to be a part of God's church. And I was just thinking that the scripture says, my sheep shall hear my voice. And I'm glad I was able to hear God's voice years ago, put the teaching in action, and I'm sanctified today because of the teaching. We have a leader that is teaching us the word of truth. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our missionary deacons, all the saints, all the elders, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. This message for those that are hungry and thirsty for God. We are the ones that are seeking God, and you're going to enjoy this broadcast if you are one of those. Before we get to that thought, the choir, obey the word. Choir. Strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, obey the word. Our sister Tatum, she has a poem. We haven't heard from her in a few broadcasts, and we'd love to hear this poem that she has. Sister Tatum, what is your poem all about?
It's Sabbath without hindrance.
Sabbath day
without hindrance.
Without
hindrance.
Hindrance. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God for you, sister.
Lift my mind from this trial and test so I can continue in your holy rest. The day that you have sanctified and for your people have set aside, a day of refreshing, a day of rest, a day above days, the very best. I desire to keep and hold it dear, laying things aside, staying in your fear, remembering always it's a high day, rejoicing in peace and joy, come what may. Singing and shouting songs of victory, testifying of God's goodness and what He's done for me. Cries of overcoming many trials and tests, praising God in the beauty of sweet holiness. Having a marvelous, glorious time in the Lord, because it is the Sabbath and He is the Lord.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sister Tatum. Thank God, another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. Glad for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. They're going on, but we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deacon Debbie?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day, the door is open. For anyone who wants to join us, call somebody, tell your friends, let them know that God's Covenant Church is on the air. It's in progress. But only for those who are hungry and those that are seeking food for the soul. You seek food for the soul when you are hungry. And if you're not hungry, this broadcast is not for you. If you are satisfied with your Ruth Chris steak, you probably don't want to listen to this broadcast. So for those that are hungry for the steak that God provides, meat, the word, meat for the soul. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. One may say, why do you always read that scripture? Because it's true. If you don't keep God's commandments, if you're not striving to keep God's commandments, if ones don't have that to present to you as, and because it is the word of God, then your strive is not doing anything for you. It's in vain. Yes. Now, before we get into the thought, since I brought that up, let's go there. 1 John 5, because it's about having the food if you're hungry. It's not a good thing if you win something and then you never get the winnings home. And those waiting on you to celebrate cannot do it because you didn't bring home the winnings, the spoils. Well, that's what it's like unto these churchgoers. They say they have God, but they don't have no spoils. They only have talk of winning, but there is no real substance to what they have. 1 John 5 and 9 says what?
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
Now, the witness of men is a beautiful thing. And I know we hear all kind of witnesses about how they got in the prayer line and they've been praying that God would just give them one extra toe. And they got online and found out a prayer service that has a prayer line going around the corner. And they went around down there and got their toe extended.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
Okay, Pastor.
But what we're talking about is salvation. Do you hunger and thirst after doing what's right in God's eyes? Mm-hmm. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. What?
For this is the witness of
God. Now, this is God's witness. What?
This is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his son.
Now, we're talking about God's son. We're talking about God's church. Talking about God's leader. Talking about God's people. The son. This is his witness. What?
He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself.
So what God is saying is, if you're hungering after God, the only one who has God is his son.
All right.
And God is witnessing to his son that you would know what you got if you get it. Yeah. What?
He that believeth not God hath made him a liar.
So if you believe on the son, you've got the witness. The trick is to find out, where is the son? Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What does 11 say?
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his son.
Now we got the life of God. It's in his son.
Yes.
And this is about finding out where the life is so that you can eat when you get hungry.
Beautiful.
What does it say?
He that hath the son hath life.
What?
And he that hath not the son of God hath not life.
How plain is that? If you have God's son, you have a life.
Beautiful.
If you don't have him, you don't have life. And everybody said, well, we got Jesus on the inside. Matthew's 19. Let's see what Jesus is talking about in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really hungering after being right, we should follow the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew's 19. And the Lord have told us what life is. So if every son, every preacher, male or female that God sent, if they're not speaking these words that pertain to life, which is everlasting life,
mm-hmm.
which is eternal life, which is what the Lord is talking about, we shouldn't pay any attention to them.
All right.
5:19 says what? 5:16 rather.
16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
What?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
Well, another thing to add to this, there's no one thing you can do. And yet there is. The one thing is to be one with God. And God is broken down into 10 precepts that lets you know who he is. But there's none good
mm-hmm.
but one. If we're not one with God, we're no good to God. And we're no good. What?
Mm-hmm. That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life.
But if you want eternal life, if you want everlasting life, if you want to enter mm-hmm. into the life, what?
Keep the commandments.
How plain is that? Keep God's commandments.
All right.
If you're hungry.
All right, Pastor.
Hungered.
All right.
If you are an hungered.
Yeah, that's right.
Hungry.
Mm-hmm.
If you have hunger.
All right.
For God's word.
Go ahead.
For eternal life. For God.
Mm-hmm.
What must we do?
Keep the commandments.
How plain is that?
Yeah.
That's what the Lord said. That's what the Lord said. Keep the commandments.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Read 17 again. Let's read that again. I want to make sure everybody that heard me. That's listening. If you're listening, don't go.
All right. Pastor.
Read it again.
Yes, Pastor. And he said unto him,
what?
Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into
if
life.
We're going to enter into everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
This life is in his son. But if the son is not bringing it, it's because it's not in him. But if they're bringing you the 10 precepts, that's what eternal life is.
Mm-hmm.
This life is in his son.
Mm-hmm. If thou wilt enter into life.
What?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. How plain is that? Yeah. Now let's go to Matthew's 5:1.
All right, Pastor.
I hear this all the time. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the,
mm-hmm.
the hunger and what? He that hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Right.
So you want to hunger and thirst after God.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hunger and thirst to be right. But how many really go hungry to be right?
Mm-hmm.
Not many. Many won't go without missing their bowling game because they don't want to hear God's word,
right.
Let alone going hungry. And you know when they get to the bowling alley, they're going to do everything else. You're going to drink beer, you're going to do everything else,
right.
And call it temperance. Not in God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 5:1.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him.
What?
And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful thing when your spirit is not so haughty and rich that you cannot receive. When you're able to receive, the kingdom is yours because God is offering the kingdom.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. And if you're poor in spirit, if your spirit is not haughty against God, you can receive him. Yes. That's a blessing. Read.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall
so
be comforted.
That's a blessing when you are mourning to be right.
All right.
In your chat and you're mourning, Lord, I want to get this right. I'm striving to do this right. And more importantly, your prayer to God is after counsel. Mm-hmm. Not on your own mind, but someone is directing you how to pray, what to target your prayer to.
Beautiful.
Now God has got ears open to that. And to keep it constantly before God, I'm striving to do this. I'm striving to do that. I want to be this. Lord, help me be that.
Beautiful.
That's mourning. Read.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Now, the meek are those that are able to be submissive to God's word. Mm-hmm. Meekness is somebody is not somebody that's quiet. Meekness is someone that's able to receive.
That's right.
Meekness is the one that says, well, will you go? And they say, well, I won't go. And one says, I'll go. Mm-hmm. Submissive is the one that says, I'll go and don't go. That's not submissive, but the one that says, I'm not going, but you know what? He thought about it and said, I'll go. Mm-hmm. That's submissiveness. A thought or two is not a problem.
Right.
But say, you know what? I think I'll go. That's yielding to God. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's going to inherit.
All right.
That hears the instructions and yield to it. Submissive. Mm-hmm. What?
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after
and
righteousness.
And you're not going to do all these things unless you're hungry. Most people go to church. They're not hungry for God because they think they have them. But if you're going to church and you're saying, you know, I'm missing something, you should find, go back to the beginning of this cast, broadcast, podcast, and listen to what Deacon Phoenix said, how to get in touch with us.
All right, that's right.
Because we got what you're looking for.
All right.
If your soul is not satisfied, so only one thing can satisfy the soul. That's God's word.
All right.
That's the only thing.
All right.
When your soul is interested in pleasing and serving God, when your soul is what?
Hungry.
Because our soul are hungry and thirsty for God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Yes.
9 and 10. Let's go there. Matthew's.
Matthew's, yes.
9 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's a blessing to have knowledge. Mm-hmm. And many times when you have knowledge, you're all alone, you feel alienated. There's a suffering to come with it, but you should say, and yet I'm not alone because the Lord is with me.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
9 and 10, what does it say?
And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples.
Isn't that beautiful? Disciples were there, sinners. What did it say? Sinners and publicans? Same thing. Everybody's in sin until you be born again. But he said, you know, the people that were there, they were there. What happened?
Mm-hmm. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?
Well, wait a minute. Why not rejoice in the fact that the publicans and sinners want to hear about God?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the issue. They're looking at who they are, not about what they're seeking after or what they want to hear. And it's the same thing here at 425 Coney Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We're not against anyone. We're for all people.
Yes.
But the problem is when they get here, it's the word they don't like.
Right.
They're not hungry when you bring what thus saith the Lord. And we're not bringing anything made up. We want to bring the scripture, but there is no rejoicing because their soul is really not hungry for God. When they really see what God is, they said, this cuisine, I ain't liking this.
Right. Yes,
read.
Yes, sir. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that behold need not a physician, but they that are sick.
Oh, Lord was saying, well, you know what? Those that are hungry, that's why they're here to eat. But, you know, you that are full already, you don't, you got your cuisine, you don't need to eat. But these are hungry. But instead of facing the fact or zeroing in on the fact they're hungry, you go zero on the fact they're sinners in public, who they are.
Right,
That don't mean nothing to God. It's the fact that you got a mind to want to hear God's word. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. Let's read the 13th verse. What does it say?
But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Well, wait a minute. Does anybody have a restaurant? Do you think they call somebody that's full? Anytime you advertise food, it's just somebody that's hungry. Mm-hmm. And if sometimes if you ain't hungry, guess what someone do? Someone bring it right to your nose and you smell that. you know what, fix me one. That's how they work. It's called advertising, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
But they're trying to stimulate a hunger. And that's what the enemy does. They plant things to stimulate hunger. Mm-hmm. That's what he did in the garden. When she saw that it was good for food, in other words, she finally got an appetite for it. Yes. The appetite was what he said she was going to gain, being as God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 5th chapter, 5 and 6 again. Read that again.
Yes,
5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Blessed.
Blessed are they which do hunger.
So
and
when
thirst.
You got a hunger, and like I said, there's many people, I've been there, mm-hmm. that go to church, feel they've been saved or they are saved, and go to church and said, I'm lacking something. Mm-hmm. It's something missing with this cuisine you're fixing me. Right. There's a whole bunch of shouting and stuff like fizz, like a soda popper when it comes down and when the end ain't got no energy.
Right.
The soul is really empty. Yeah. The soul get energized for a few minutes. Say, yeah, Jesus did it out of the lion's den. Soul get all charged up, but then after the next, it just goes down like a pop. Say, mm-hmm. But what did I get? Right. And the soul walk away dried out, mm-hmm. empty. Mm-hmm. We've had some that traveled through here and a few got caught and stayed because they found meat.
Yes.
Water yes. that they thirst
beautiful.
Not. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
5 and 6, read it again. Blessed.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
So when you're hungering after righteousness, all you're hungering after is just tell me what's right. When you tell me the right thing to do, that's what you hunger for that.
Beautiful.
That means your soul is satisfied. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
64, Isaiah. 64 mm-hmm. and 6.
Beautiful.
I'm going with the scripture, not what somebody feel. And that's a common thing today. Say, well, I don't feel this and I don't feel that. I'm sure everybody heard of Judge Judy. Judge Judy said, well, I didn't go to college for X amount of years to rule on how you feel. It's about law.
Yes.
It's about what's right, not how you feel. That's beautiful. Said, but when you go to school like I did, and you tell me what the law say. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm telling you about what the word is saying.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
64 and 6, Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf.
Well, that's a true thing. If you're going to hunger and thirst after righteousness, you got to realize all of my righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Mm-hmm. That's number one, before you can gain righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Are as filthy rags. What?
And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
What?
And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee.
What?
For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities.
What?
But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay.
What?
And thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 24.
All right,
so God is trying to make his church. We come to God, we all of our righteousnesses.
Yes, Pastor.
Are as filthy rags. All of our righteousnesses.
All right. That's right, Pastor.
We got to conclude that. You can't think, oh, you know what? I used to be a minister and I used to this, and I used to do that. You know, I grew up, I used to be an usher. I used to be a teacher when I was in my so-and-so church. I was a Sunday school teacher. Don't bring that junk in here. That ain't God. Call all that is dung.
All right,
isn't that beautiful? But what does 6 and 24, because God is making us.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes.
What?
To fear the Lord our God. For our good always.
What?
That he might preserve us alive as it is at this day.
What?
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Now he's telling you, all of our righteousnesses is as filthy rags. But by the work of God's hands, if you keep my commandments, it shall be our righteousness. Mm-hmm. This is what the Lord is saying. It's going to be our righteousness if.
Right.
What?
If we observe to do
Moses saying, if we observe to do
all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. As he has commanded us.
As he has commanded. How plain is that?
Yes, Pastor.
So, in other words, they can't keep using this phrase, well, you know, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And you say, yeah, that's right. It was.
It was, yes.
But I have been washed.
That's right, Pastor.
In the blood, which is God's word. And the Lord said, our maker, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments, which he set before us. So if the preacher, the one that God sent, not set before you the 10 precepts, you don't have the life that God is talking about, that you should be hungering and thirsting after.
Beautiful.
Hebrews 11 and 4.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Blessed are they that hunger. We want the hungry. Yes. The Lord told Gideon, get somebody that's hungry for battle. Get that one that lap like a dog. Don't get that one acting so proper. You get that one on their knees and the dog lapping.
All right.
That's the one I want, 300 of those. And we can do this.
All right.
God don't want that one to get to come to church. All you thinking about what hair string of hair is in place. You want to come here thinking about your soul.
That's right.
And think about you think about everything else, but how many cookies do I want to get in my pack? You know, I want how many muffins I'm gonna get? I want the ones that Sister Anna made. You know, stuff like that. All day long, you thinking about stuff like that. They don't want you come to church for.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
Okay. Hebrews 11 and 4. Come on.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
He offered a more excellent, by faith, more excellent. What?
By which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts.
What?
And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh.
So wait a minute. Abel offered up a more excellent sacrifice.
Than Cain.
Obtaining the witness that he was righteous. Yes. Why did he offer more excellent sacrifice? Because of his desire.
Beautiful.
His hunger to please God. Cain didn't have that hunger. Cain said, yeah, well, okay. I'll work with it. But he didn't. But Cain had a hunger to please God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read on.
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
How can you please God unless you have a hunger for
God?
You cannot please your parents, you can't believe your boss, anyone, unless you have a hunger, a desire to please them. That's what these did. Read.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
What am I saying? Without a hunger for God, it's impossible to please God. You got to have a desire for God.
Right.
When you get to where you don't believe God, that means you don't have no desire anymore, no hunger.
Right.
You don't care. You know, like people used to dress up for God. Don't feel like it now. No big deal. It ain't necessary. It ain't necessary to do this and that now. I do it sometimes now. Love of many wax cold.
Right, Pastor.
But it's that desire, that hunger. Yes. Read.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
What?
By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Isn't that beautiful? By faith what?
By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Why did he go, not knowing where he was going? Because he was hungry.
All right.
For God. God said, just go so-and-so, I'm a place I'm going to tell you, because his hunger and desire to please God was so strong. He didn't know where he was going, but he obeyed God because he had a hunger for God.
Yes.
By faith he what?
By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, mm-hmm. the heirs with him of the same promise.
What?
For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
He was looking for, he hadn't received it, but he was looking for mm-hmm. it. But his desire, how many times have we done that? We'll drive 2 hours for a piece of meat. To go to Ruth Chris Steakhouse mm-hmm. and just salivating all the way.
Oh, wow.
And when we get there, just start clapping your forks and knives. Ooh-wee. Yeah, this and that. Until it comes. And don't let them disappoint you. I ain't never coming back here. That's what we do. So we, you know, we thank God for the meat. But if you don't get it right in God, you're going to be very disappointed. Right? Okay, great read.
Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because mm-hmm. she judged him faithful who had promised.
Well, what?
Therefore sprang there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable.
What?
These all died in faith. Not
what?
Having received the promises.
Not having received the promises. So we do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We die in faith, not having received the promises.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, but right. you have until you get it all.
Isn't that beautiful?
You're looking for to share this tabernacle and receive nothing but
that's beautiful, Pastor.
The spiritual tabernacle.
Yes.
What?
But having seen them afar
off. We see it afar off.
Mm-hmm.
We see it by what God is showing us. Mm-hmm. What?
And were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
That's somebody that's hungry.
That's beautiful.
For God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to, did you read the 16th verse? You read that, right?
No, Pastor.
Read that. But now.
But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalm 73 and 25.
All right, Pastor.
Thank God. I didn't know we were still on the broadcast. So in case anybody wanted to do a little shout or something, you're free to do that. You could have did it when you thought you were on broadcast if you felt that way. We don't want to quench the spirit, but we don't have too much activity going over here that's unseemly. We don't have any activity going unseemly. So if you feel like kicking off your shoes and just pulling your hair out, don't do it here. Do it at home. Psalm 73 and 25. I'm just telling you, don't come over here acting crazy. Because we just go ahead, we just got the word for you. We just, you know, come on. God don't act unseemly, and neither do us. Yes. Neither do we. Go ahead. Psalm 73 and 25.
Yes, what do you say? Whom have I in heaven but thee?
And nobody there is, but God.
All right.
Whom have I in heaven but thee? What?
And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee.
Now that's beautiful. That's a testimony.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8255. 302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.